The cause of the Northeast blackout of 2003 remains mysterious. Engineers are trying to reconstruct what happened. This week, the U.S. Congress summoned experts to Capitol Hill. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the lack of a clear cause has not prevented politicians from offering solutions.
The blackout hearing before the House Energy and Commerce Committee ground on for about an hour before Republican Congressman Charles Norwood of Georgia decided to bring his colleagues into line.
Because we had a blackout is not the time to use the blackout to try to ram down the throats of Congress one's personal agenda.
By that time, the star witness of the morning, Secretary of Energy Spencer Abraham, had made it clear that he didn't know yet what caused the blackout. That didn't stop committee members from telling Abraham what they thought was wrong with the electricity grid and energy policy in general. Some of that advice seemed to have very little to do with the blackout and more to do with party politics.
My fear is that the administration will rush to use this blackout as a way to rubber stamp what I think are misguided energy policies, and I want to talk about some of them.
That's Democrat Elliot Engel of New York.
The unilateral withdrawal from the Kyoto Protocol, the development of an energy policy in secret contrary to Congress's request, the weakening of Clean Air Act regulations that will allow power plants in the Midwest to foul and pollute the air of New York.
The urge to see a lesson in the blackout gripped conservatives as hard as it did liberals. Republican Darrell Issa of California, the man who started the recall vote to remove that state's Democratic governor, saw the blackout as a reflection of his own state's failures.
We are losing jobs. We have higher than national average unemployment. And all of that is legitimately the result of a lack of affordable and reliable energy, in addition to some other well-publicized problems.
The solutions kept coming. Some members said it's time to further deregulate the institutions that generate power and run transmission lines. Others said the open marketplace clearly cannot protect consumers. The technologically inclined saw hope in superconducting power lines that can carry more electricity. Democrat Mike Doyle of Pennsylvania beat the drum for distributed power, micro-power plants that run on natural gas or fuel cells. Doyle said the world could learn from the Central Park police station, which did not lose power when the rest of New York City went dark.
Why? Because the police station in the park uses fuel cells. While the rest of the city was in darkness, super clean micropower plants carried on unaffected. New York's finest had all the power and light they needed.
The omnibus energy bill, now working its way through Congress, loomed large behind all this discussion. It covers everything from new oil drilling proposals to research on hydrogen cars. The bill includes some transmission line fixes, but many in Congress say the energy bill is far too controversial. They fear that a grid fix would get held up in the fierce political debate over energy policy. Energy Secretary Abraham scoffed at that idea.
This is where it's frustrating, I have to be honest, in my job, because whenever there's one of these crises, there's usually hearings, and there's people who are calling for action to address that one crisis. And then there's other people who say it's wrong to let a crisis force legislation, and then soon the crisis abates, and then people say, well, we don't have a crisis, why do we need a bill?
The committee also heard from industry executives and energy analysts who argued that the blackout doesn't mean the electricity grid is broken, although it does need some fixing. Most say the tangled web of regional regulators who oversee the grid is disorganized and needs the authority to tell companies what to do, not just offer warnings. The sense of a disorganized industry was reinforced by transcripts of phone conversations between grid technicians before and during the blackout. Released by the committee, it read something like an episode from The Simpsons, with operators asking each other what's going on. If there was anything people could agree on, it came from Pat Wood, head of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, invoking another industry that has undergone a makeover. He said the electricity grid needs an air traffic controller, but no one knows yet who that might be. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.